ஈஷாவாசி உபனிஷத். ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. The whole is all that. The whole is all this. The whole was born of the whole. Taking the whole from the whole, what remains is the whole. Om peace, peace, peace. Salutations to all Brahmavidya gurus or the preceptors of the knowledge of Brahman. Prostration to Sachidananda, for a Brahman who is the prop, basis and source for everything. The acme wisdom of the sages is to be found in the Upanishads. The Upanishads teach the philosophy of absolute unity. The knowledge of the Upanishads destroys ignorance, the seed of samsara. Behind the names and forms, there dwells the eternal, infinite Sachidananda Brahman. This world is indwelled by Parabrahman or the Absolute. Renounce all desires, renounce egoism, selfishness, and identification of self with the body. Dehadyas, then alone will you attain moksha or release. Desire for liberation will destroy all earthly desires. Perform religious rites and daily duties without expectation of fruits. The constant selfless service to humanity with Atma Bhav, you will get purification of heart, then alone will Atma Gyara dawn in your heart. Words will not bind you if you perform them without egoism and expectation of fruits. Nature of the Atman. This Atman is motionless but swifter than the mind because he is all pervading and all full. Before the mind reaches a plane, the Atman is already there as it is all pervading and infinite. The Atman is distant and it is near. It is within all this and also outside all this. It is distant for the ignorant. It is very far for those who are immersed in worldliness. It is very near for the inquirer, for him who is equipped with the purity of mind and the four means of salvation. The Atman is very subtle. It is Antaratma, the inner self of all beings. It fills and covers everything. It is all full, hence it is within and without. The Atman is a substratum, a support, adhisthana of all beings. The sage sees all beings in the Atman, and the Atman in all beings. He who sees the Atman as all-pervading, as pervading everything, and everything in the Atman, does not wish to guard himself because he has no fear from anyone. A sage who has realized the Atman, behold that all objects and all beings are not distant from him, from his own self, and that is Atman is the Atman of all. The Atman is the common consciousness in all beings. The Atman is the same in the king and the peasant, the saint and the sinner, the cobbler and the barber, the ant and the elephant, the tree and the stone. How can that freed soul who rests in his own Atman and who has an exalted cosmic consciousness shrink from any being or object with a feeling of repulsion? How can he dislike anything? How can he hate anything? Mere intellectual assent to one self abides in all beings will not do. Actual self-realization or direct perception, aparoksha and bhuti, is indispensably requisite. The knower of Brahman becomes pure. The knower of Brahman transcends delusion and sorrow. The three knots of the heart, hriday granthi, avidya, ignorance, kama, desire, karma, action, are torn asunder by the knowledge of Brahman. The knower becomes absolutely free. A knower always rejoices in the bliss of the Atman. Even the heaviest sorrow cannot shake him a bit. This Atman is all-pervading, bright and bodiless, pure, untouched by sin or evil action. omniscient, transcendent, self-sprung, or self-existent. It is scatheless and without muscle. This Atman is without the physical body, astral body, and causal body. The Atman is independent. He never depends on another. The Atman is beyond the reach of the senses and the mind. The Atman is the mind of the mind, here and here. Behind the breath, the senses and the mind, there is supreme Brahman or the Absolute. By the light of Brahman alone, do the mind, the pranas and the senses function.